Principal John Weber's representing Ridgeview today with our school spotlight program. And John, I just want to jump ahead to next week at this time when your school will be hosting a special Veterans Day program.
Yeah, Chris, our schools will be putting on some Veterans Day program on the 11th Friday. At 9 o'clock, our upper elementary in the Galva-Holstein district will have a Veterans Day program there. It's a nice program. At 10 o'clock, our high school, Ridgeview High School, will have one in the Rosemary Clausen Center where the public is welcome, and that's a great event, too. Also, our middle school at Early, our middle school students from Ridgeview and then our 3rd through 5th grade kids from Shader Crescent will attend one at 9 o'clock and early that day. So it's a great event. They bring veterans in and have a nice program, and it's something our kids should learn to show respect to our veterans and what they've done for our country, because it's a great country to be in.
Amen. And I know on another subject, while we have you on the phone here for the school spotlight, is a Madrigal that's coming up.
Yeah, next Saturday, November 12th at 6:30, our Chris Kissenmacher, our director, will be putting on a Madrigal with the kids. It's The Ring of Lies. It brings you back to the Renaissance in England at that time. And it's $15 a ticket, so call the office by the end of the day on today, the November 4th, or yeah, Friday the 4th, and get reserved some tickets. It'll be a great production. Our music department always does great productions.
Hey, let's get the word out now on something new at Ridgeview, and it's an archery team. Do you have some info you can share?
Yeah, this year, because of our outdoor ed program, I know our high school principal, Brett Warnke, shared earlier, was we decided to go with an archery team. Our Board of Education has approved that, and we have about 40 kids signed up right now, and they'll do some competitions, and they'll have a state meet in March, but it's an exciting adventure for our kids and gets a number of kids involved in a program that isn't typically offered, and it's great because it fits right into our outdoor ed program that Justin Kenny and Matt Best are putting on for us.
Fantastic, and before we let you go, there's a few students we can mention their names here receiving some honors.
Yeah, in our music department in our middle school, Anya Kissenmacher was selected for Opus again this year, the second year in a row. And then we have two students for Allstate Music, Evan Lucian and Jill Galvin. We want to congratulate those kids because lots of times you hear about our athletics and things because it's broadcast quite a bit. But these kids do a great job, put a lot of work in too. So.
No, it's glad we have the school spotlight to share that information. And John Webers, thanks for sharing a few minutes with us. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Chris. We always appreciate KUIL's support with the schools in the area.
And it's our pleasure here, the Ridgeview School Spotlight, every other Friday on Mix 101.7.